Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Trigger warning, this episode contains graphic crime.
It sounds like...
Here we go.
You're going to give me something that follows up that Fort Cass one just perfectly.
Well, today we are going to talk about the Swannanoa Tunnel, which is steeped, like many things post-Civil War, in the blood of African Americans and a lot of formerly enslaved people.
Okay.
So today,
I'm really loving these historical cases, though.
I
mean, I hate them. I hate that they happened. I hate that, like, any of this happened. But
I think it's important to be informed about how fucked up our government actually is.
Right. And to show we're not just like a true crime podcast. We don't just do like...
Yeah.
We're a Southern podcast.
Right, yeah. Right.
So I love that.
Well, and I think that our history, especially in the South, is dark enough that it can be considered a little bit fucking spooky.
Honestly, yes. And I think... You know, if you're up north, then they're like, oh, I'm Italian. We're from Italians do it like this. But I feel like Southerners hold on to their history in a different way.
There is. It's weird because there's like a respect and a reverence, but also you're horrified by it.
Right. Like, you know, there was darkness there.
Yeah. And it's on part of the white people.
Like, kind of like last episode, like. Everyone knows that this is Cherokee land. Everyone knows the Cherokee were here, but like you didn't know.
But to recognize the atrocity and kind of deal with that, it's sort of a different ballgame.
Right.
You know?
And somebody's got to tell the story.
Somebody got to do it.
Here we are.
So today we are going to Asheville, North Carolina, or like just outside of Asheville proper. There is a 1,832-foot tunnel built for rail, constructed between 1875 to 1879, called the Swannanoa Tunnel. Within a decade of its construction, the tunnel connecting the east and the west of the Carolinas, the city of Asheville swelled from 2,500 residents to over 10,000.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So where
is this the tunnel between the Carolinas?
This was it. Yeah.
Okay.
Surprise to none, this little venture started with the railroad. We're starting with a private company that after the Civil War is no longer. And so basically the Carolina governments pick up the project. Okay. And it is headed by two formerly Confederate officers. One being the governor, Zebulon. And the other basically being the architect of all of this plan. Okay. Now, if you know anything about the railroad post-Civil War, you know that it was prison labor.
Yeah.
Now, who was in prison? Not white people.
Right.
we were imprisoning former slaves, i.e. black people, i.e. African Americans, at an alarming rate for basically nothing.
Yeah.
One of the things you could be in prison for was being unemployed.
There are in their entire Chinese populations that's all they were forced to do.
As well as Irish, as well as pretty much if you weren't the right shade of white or had the right accent, you were going to jail.
Yeah. And as someone,
you were getting sentenced to hard labor.
Yeah. As someone, listen, you can ask Randa. Gilded Age history is my jam.
Yeah.
Gilded Age history is my favorite. I love going to the Vanderbilt's summer houses and all this. But at the same time, I know what the Vanderbilt's money was built on the backs of. And that's kind of not just Vanderbilt, but just in general, that's kind of like what people don't realize about this. It wasn't just like a joyous, like somebody had to build those fucking railroads.
These titans of industry.
Right.
No. They were finding any way they could to still take advantage of that slave labor.
Yeah.
And so we find much of this is the same. And this is uniquely in the Swan and Owatobe, we are talking about black people. Black people built this. Black women who were imprisoned were mending clothes, making food, as much as they could in a prison camp.
Yeah.
These men are being watched by guards on horseback with guns. Very much same thing as, their slave overseers.
Yeah, like this is
this is the same fucking chain gang shit.
Yeah.
This is a chain gang. These men are being, some people are being simply worked to death.
Yeah.
A lot of people are dying of pneumonia in the camps. So we're seeing the same pestilence and disease that we are seeing in the Cherokee removal.
And they didn't care if you died. It actually benefited them if you died.
No, that's one less thing they got to do. And then they get to bring in somebody fresh.
Right. Somebody that's not been there for weeks. That's not weak. That can work. Yeah.
Right. They're going to go pluck somebody off of the street because they wore the wrong hat on Sunday. You're going to get sentenced to a lifetime of hard labor and you're going to get sent out.
Yep.
Again, prisoners subjected to the most horrendous conditions. A lot of them catching pneumonia and dying. And even in one camp, there's a mass grave of 400 prisoners where pneumonia just swept through the whole camp, killed everybody, put them in a mass grave, moved on. Typically what would happen is if you died, they would just bury you along the tracks as they were laying them.
Mm-hmm.
Guards killed prisoners at gunpoint. There is a legend of two brothers who just couldn't take it anymore and were chained together and just kept walking. And their fellow prisoners were begging them to stop. And the guards were screaming at them to stop. And they didn't stop. So they got shot.
And then everyone else got punished for their behavior.
Right.
This, honestly, is the perfect thing to follow up Trail of Tears.
Yeah.
Because, like,
well, listen to this. This is about as egregious as you can fucking get. There's a well-documented incident of 19 men being shackled together. Their transport goes down in the river. The men sink.
Mm-hmm.
One man is able to break free. Anderson Drake, not sure if maybe he was driving the cart. I don't know. At any rate, he saves the guard that he's with at this point. Shouldn't have done that.
No.
Because they get back to land. The guard accuses Anderson of stealing his wallet while he saved him. Couldn't it be that it got just swept down the river or anything?
Like we were just in a fucking traumatic event. But
well, then Mr. Anderson gets no reward. Instead, he gets whipped when they get back to dry land on word of this guard. So, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. Like I said, some men were just basically worked to death. Because, again, we're talking about two former
Confederate
officers who are dreaming up this fucking project. And they decide, well, how are we going to get the train to the track to test if it can get tunnel through because there's no tracks up there yet. We haven't made the tunnel. So they decide that they're going to lay temporary tracks and have look at me and my fucking eyeballs. And have these men are going to pull a 17-ton locomotive over the goddamn mountain.
Y'all. No.
They did it.
What?
Mm-hmm.
What? Mm-hmm. You know what? And people say that slaves couldn't have pulled the blocks in place for the pyramids. Like, what?
Let me tell you something. Now, listen. You done got me on a tangent now. I love, like, Ancient Alien show as mm-hmm. much as the next person. But that kind of pseudo-archaeology really kind of shits on the ingenuity of ancient peoples.
Yeah.
The Incas, the Egyptians. I mean, all yeah. of that. Like, them people made that shit.
Well, go back.
Yes, they did.
Go back to last episode when Fort Cass literally took out the entire Cherokee Nation. And so there's like, and right. then looted their shit. So there's nothing left right. of them. So like, that's how a civilization gets wiped out.
Hello, Romans.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all are so obsessed with the fucking Roman Empire. Well, look at it.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's just, I love but anyway, that. I love that tangent.
That's my soapbox
but
for today.
But a whole fucking train, that's brutal.
17 tons mm-hmm. on temporary tracks with ox, horse, and men. They pulled this over. Anyway, so the tunnel is constructed by blowing, like blasting out from both sides.
Yeah.
And then they meet in the middle. On the day they meet in the middle and get it cleared, there is a cave-in that kills 20 men.
I was waiting on that to happen because that doesn't seem like a.
So this fucker is cursed from the start, right? Eventually, they get it completed. They get the tracks laid. They start running through. Asheville triples in size or whatever. There was a work song that was sung by these prisoners.
Yeah.
During the construction of the Swan and Owen Tunnel. However, the history of this song gets whitewashed so fucking badly that this English dude pretty much claims it as like he's discovered this folk song. No, sir, you did not. This belongs to the black people.
Yeah.
And just now, there's a project called Silk Road that has really like dug into the history of this work song and restored the original lyrics. They even changed the lyrics.
Yeah.
Yeah. This article here that I have as it in my mm-hmm. in my notes as one of my credits. Somebody Died, Babe, a musical cover up of racism, violence, and greed. Excellent article.
Okay,
loved it. Learned pretty much everything I needed to know from yeah. it, and then watched Silk Road.
And there's a lot of pictures that I can share on the podcast of like yeah. the tunnel and yeah. like.
But that is one of the that's and everything. The title of that article is one of the lyrics in the song "Somebody Died, Babe." Somebody okay. died. And that song, the original lyrics, really tell the story of the suffering, and the bloodshed and there was a whole system in place that put these people into these forced labor camps. I mean, there was bought out judges there. I mean, when you dig into it, it's all corrupt, girl. In the yeah. words of Joe Exotic, it's all corrupt, girl.
We say that a lot. But
long story short, Interstate 40 cuts through that gap today. And very few people know of the bloodshed that it actually took to get the Swan and Owen Tunnel and to establish Asheville as the hub that it is known today.
Yeah.
And it is built on the backs of black labor and black bloodshed.
Well, like I'm sitting here reading it and it says an estimated 125 to 300 convicts died during the construction. That's a big number. How do you, like, that's a big gap. That's a big, did you really not care that much that
no.
you just did not even like write these Mm-mm. people down? Because like, no. that's a big gap, guys.
Did not.
Yeah.
Well, and I mean, when you're sentenced to a life of hard labor for something as like you're a former slave with little to no education, just because you're unemployed, just because you're not a sharecropper getting taken advantage of yet again,
forced to build a railroad on stolen Cherokee land. And this is like right mm-hmm. after the removal too.
Yeah.
In the Asheville area, like mm-hmm. that. Yeah.
Oh yeah. All of it. And this is not unique. All of the railroads mm-hmm. were built this way. But the fact that y'all even tried to steal the fucking work song mm-hmm. really got my goat. And that is why I wanted to talk about the Swan and Owen Tunnel today.
This is the thing about the railroad. My special interest area. All of it was ugly.
All of it.
It's all corrupt, girl.
It's all corrupt.
Don't whistle in the woods at night. Bye, y'all.